Okay, I was telling Rabbi Shabtai, I hope it's not my fault. This is like the third time that I've given the thing and it's no wing, so I apologize. I hope I'm not the iron heart on the wings. Exactly. Okay, our learning should be in Tzchus of First Shlemi Yudas Paschai Ferel, Shein Abbas of Yosef, Lalili Nishma Shein Abbas of Yosef. Lag Bomer is a very big time over Fuas. So just because we're not in Lamed Gimel anymore doesn't mean that we're not taking the Kedusha of Lamed Gimel still going. They say from the Tzemach Tzedek, actually, that this one of the Babich Rebbe's, that the Meiron, where Rosh Shimon Baruch Hai is buried, Meiron stands for Melech Rofe Nemon Verachman. It's a very big time for Refuas, but not only for Refuas, but also for Yeshua. So we should be zochet to take the Kedusha of Lag Bomer into Erev Shabbos and Shabbos and hold on to tight. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tuf Chav Ches, it's also brought down in the Torah, Lo'olam B'yom She'yeh Purim Yeh Lag Bomer M'simen Peleg. The same day of the week that Purim falls out, Lag B'Omer always falls out. So this year, if you think back a couple months ago, which day was Purim? Purim was a Wednesday night. Lag B'Omer this year was a Wednesday night, Thursday. The Torah even adds, Simen Tav Chav Ches, Hichos Seder Kviyas Moadim, Hichos Shchodesh. The Simen Peleg, and how do you remember this? The Simen Peleg Chai, Perish, Purim Lamed Gimel Chai Be'ir. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah is not only telling us that it's the same day, but he gives you like a little bit of simon to be able to remember. Remember the word peleg, and you'll remember the same night of the week that Purim falls out, Lag BaOmer also falls out. So I don't know about you, but that seems like a very odd thing. What is Purim and Lag BaOmer? They seem to be okay. They might be a little close, Pesach, this, that, but it seems to be a little odd. And if you go the Shulchan Aruch even writes there, different days of Pesach, they're connected to different things. Atbash, right? The same night, the first night of Pesach is always the night of Tisha B'Av, right? Aleph stands for the first night, Tav stands for Tisha B'Av. So this year, Tisha B'Av hopefully will be in Yerushalayim. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so it's just like Pesach fell out on a Friday night. But we have to understand what's going on here. Why is it that Purim and Lag B'Omer, what's the similarity? What are the common themes that Lag B'Omer represents in Purim? What's the connection? So if anyone came here to find a little Bahar Dvar Torah, I apologize, but I think Lag BaOmer is a big yontif that we should and not too many people know about. So we should learn a little bit about it. Medrash writes in Koheles Rabbah, as we said earlier in tonight's little shmooze, Rabbi Kiva had a very specific thing, very specific statement to his new students when his 24,000 students died. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Yizbamos and Tanach Beis. They died. Lo nagu kavod zebezeh. Because they didn't give honor to each other. You ask any first grade kid, why do Rabbi Kiva's students die? And they'll tell you, because they were mean to each other. Okay, very good. But it's a little deeper. The Medrash says in Koheles Rabbah the following thing. Rabbi Kiva tells the students, his new students, HaRishonim lo mesu, elo emnei shahay seinem, tzora b'torah zelazeh. You want to know why the first ones died? The first ones only died because they selfishly withheld their Torah from each other. They withheld the Torah from themselves. They learned Torah, but I didn't have to share my Torah with my Charusa. I don't have to share the Torah with my chedusha. I could just keep it with myself. Says Rabbi Kiva to his new students, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose yahrzeit was today. Atem lo tiyu ken, Rabbi Kiva says. You're not going to be like them. I want you to be different. I want you to share your Torah. I want you to spread your Torah. Says the end of the Medrash. Miyad omdu umalu kol Eretz Yisrael Torah. They got up there. They immediately got up. And they spread Torah throughout Eretz Yisrael. So we see there's not only that they weren't nice to each other on their level, but something to do specifically with teaching Torah and caring for someone else's growth and caring for someone else's spiritual state. That was the a little deeper message of what was going on, why Rabbi Kiva's students passed away. Anyone who was zochet to be in Meiron for Lag BaOmer, you see that there's not, maybe you see on the feed, it just looks like there's a lot of chassidim in there, because there are a lot of chassidim, but those who've been to Meiron, I've only been there once, you see every stripe, every color in the Jewish faith. You see people with kippahs, you see people without kippahs. You see Jews who are Ashkenazim, Sephardim. You see a lot of other things with goats and lambs and shechting. It's mamish crazy, right? And a lot of gedolim say it's not the most partial place. Rav Ari Waxman from Shalvim actually tweeted this. I'm sure you saw this. They asked Rav Asher Weiss, should my students go to Meiron for Lag BaOmer? So Rav Asher Weiss said, some people will benefit from going, and some people benefit from not going. Meaning a person has to make a cheshbon. Why am I going there just to tell people that I'm going? Or am I going there to be able to daven? I said earlier, the originer was never zochet to be in Meiron on Lag BaOmer. He once asked one of his chassidim, what's it like to be in Meiron? So he said, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but sorry. The originer said that inside by the kever, inside by Rashbi, it's like Yom Kippur. Everyone's crying their eyes out. They're davening with tears. It's Ne'ilah. It's Mamish called Nidre Ne'ilah. But outside, it's Simchas Torah. And if you don't believe me, that was the feeling that I got. Inside, I mean, you're really getting pushed around. You're not really standing. If you're davening, you have a minute or two before you're gasping for air in there. But my Simchas Torah is Mamish outside. There's tremendous Achdus by Rashbi, which we don't have any other. If you look, I saw in this question brought to my last forum. Why is it, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? We don't celebrate Moshe Rabbeinu and Zion Adar. You don't see the whole, we don't know where Moshe is buried. We don't see the whole Jewish nation flocking to certain kvarim. Okay, maybe Rabbi Nachman on Rosh Hashanah, for those who are privileged, who have great wives and let them leave for Rosh Hashanah. And even those who don't go for Rosh Hashanah, you could still be at Rabbi Nachman. But at the end of the day, why is everyone goes to Rabbi? Rosh Hashanah understood his message from his Rebbe. The Jewish people live on one thing. You only want to know what you live by? You live by Torah. You live by Achdus. If you don't have that, then you have nothing. Says the Blush of a Rebbe. Says, what's pshat in this Medrash? The Medrash in Kohelet Rabbah that Rebbe Akiva said to his famous students. And he said to his new students, you know why my students died? Because they didn't share the Torah with each other. I want you to share the Torah with each other. And through sharing Torah with each other, that's going to keep you alive. Says the Blush of a Rebbe, the Tzvi the Tzaddik. You know what? You know why they didn't share Torah with each other? Because of the hatred for each other. Not only was it a hatred, but that they didn't share the Torah with each other. You want to know what it was? It was a break in the link of the Mesorah. It was a break in the link from the Tamina Rabbi Akiva to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when you have that, that's when everything ends. Because when you don't have the Mesorah, it's not only the Torah is going to be gone, the whole Jewish people are going to be gone. There's not going to be anything left. So Rabbi Akiva wanted to make sure. Rabbi Akiva understood, if the Torah is going to be able to last, it's got to be spread. It's got to be spread with other Jews. And at the end of the day, I think that's a tremendous message. What's Purim all about? What's Lag B'Omer about? All that? I don't have to tell anyone. Purim, everyone knows. Purim is the day where all the mitzvahs, the whole mitzvah hayom is caring for other people. Matanos, Yavyonim, Mishloach Manos, Mikra Megillah. You can't do Mikra Megillah by yourself. You need other Jews to be in the minyan, right? You need other Jews to be there. Lag B'Omer, the whole essence of the day. Rabbi Akiva told his students in that classroom on that day, when finally the 24,000 students, it was Lag B'Omer that day. I think I saw what I'm shot in on this medrash. It was Lag B'Omer that day where he told them, I don't want you to be like my first students. My first students missed the message. Miss a message, because if you don't share the Torah with each other, there's a break in the link of the Mesorah. There's a break in the link of Klal Yisrael to Matan Torah. So that's the first connection between Purim and Lag B'Omer, that they're both deeds of Kabbalah to Torah. Right? If you look in Rav Tzadok, Preet Tzadok, he writes of this, that the whole essence of the day of Lag B'Omer is it's a day of revelation of Kabbalah to Torah, Torah to Nigla. Everyone always says that it's a Torah to Nistar, it's the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died, and he wrote the Zohar the day that he died. It's not true. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai actually told his son and told his Talmidim to be able to write the Zohar. So today, obviously, a tremendous day of Torah Sanistar that was brought down to the world. Panimi Sator of Moshe Weinberger has a lot of shirim on this. He gave a great shirim on this. I highly encourage, because I can't say what he said, but it's a very, very good shirim. Rav Tzadok said that it not only is the day of Torah Sanistar, but it's the day of Torah Sanigla. The day that Gemara is able to go on. Mishnayos grow. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was a Talmud of who? He was a Talmud of Shimon Bar Yochai. We wouldn't have the Mishnah, we wouldn't have Gemara without Rabbi Shimon, without Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Who did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi learn it from? He learned it from Mishum Marichai. Because he understood the lesson of the Mesorah. If you have Torah in your life, it's great. But if you're not sharing the Torah, if you're not keeping the Mesorah going, then it's all for nothing. That's what Purim and Lag B'Omer is all about. Be able to understand that it's all Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the Torah, but the Torah has to be there. And be able to share with each other. The second idea that I thought, just a much, much smaller idea, is that Purim, we basically, Klal Yisrael were dead. You know, just imagine if there was going to be a big, great dictator saying that Klal Yisrael, you're done. You're going to be, the Klal Yisrael thought they were done. Like, the literally, President Obama got up there and said, tomorrow, in 12 months, you're going to be killed. Right? And what happened, Lag B'Omer? Rabbi Akiva didn't have any reason to start over. 24,000 students died. Can you imagine? Everyone always says how all the survivors, how they came back in 1945 after the Holocaust, how they survive again. No one can even picture what that means. But can you imagine losing 24,000 students? Rabbi Akiva had every reason to just throw it in the towel. I'm not sure if anyone's here a Met fan, but I'm not a Met fan, but I like to throw in a little bit, because the past years the Mets have been a little better than the Yankees. This guy, Matt Harvey, great pitcher the past couple years. This year, throwing in the towel. Why? He's not pitching so well. I don't have to speak to reporters. Listen, I'm not going to start judging any here, because that's not the best thing in the world. But you know, at the end of the day, you're going to throw in the towel. You're not going to speak to a reporter. You speak to the reporter when you're almost a Cy Young winner. Don't just throw it in the towel. That's what Purim is all about. That's what Lag BaOmer is all about. Purim, we had every reason to throw in the towel. There's no reason. Throw it out. Who cares? It's done. Lag BaOmer is the same way. Rabbi Akiva had every reason to give up, but he specifically didn't. So I think it's a tremendous lesson. First and foremost, we have to realize the Torah is something that binds us together. And if we don't share the Torah with each other, then it's all for nothing. And number two, the second message is that even when things look bleak, and we want to give up, and just say, hey, I can't do anymore. We have to remember Rabbi Akiva. He had every reason to give up for 24,000 students and to be specifically kept on going. And he taught Torah one more time. Just to close, I know I'm a little over. One more minute. Just because it's a great story for my wife's grandfather. He was in the war, in the Holocaust. Didn't see his family for a very long time. Him and his brother were the only ones left in the Holocaust. What happened was is that the Nazis at the end of the war, not only did they look to exterminate the Jews, but they realized that the Allies were coming. And they weren't able, in certain camps, they weren't able to, they had to get away, but they wanted to still do whatever they could. So they had these death marches, I'm sure a lot of people here know about. So my wife's grandfather was on one of these marches, and it was mamash, a cold, snowy day in Poland. What happened was, he literally, it was like one of those days, like he couldn't do it anymore. And he fell into the snow, and his brother, his name was Elia, actually just nifter last year, told Moshe Chaim, let's go, you have to get up, you have to get up one more time. We have to chazer a little more, we have to learn a couple more Mishnayos. And I kid you not, my wife's grandfather said that Torah learning with his brother, that one more Mishnah, the one more page of Daf and Gemara, the one more little thing they learned a little bit together, that was the call that they got him out of the snow, able to walk a couple more miles, and then that's when the Allies came. We should be zocha bez Hashem, be able to share Torah with each other, be able to take the message from Rabbi Akiva, that the Torah is ours, but we have to share with each other. And even when we go through hard times, Rabbi Akiva, just like Rabbi Akiva didn't throw in the towel, and Purim we didn't throw in the towel, we have to keep on going forward. And that's really the connection, maybe those two ways between Purim and Lag BaOmer. Have a beautiful Shabbos.